Chapter 16. Dry Ditch Fever. The awful name was enough to chill the heart of any creature. Hasty conference was called by the Abbey elders, Abbess Vale, Bremen, Faith Spinney, and Brother Hollyberry, with Fergal the Hermit sitting in on the proceedings. Abbess Vale addressed them.
Friends, if something is not done swiftly, this dreadful fever may wipe us all out. Brother Hollyberry, as infirmary keeper, do you have any knowledge of this illness?
Hollyberry pursed his lips.
Mother Abbess, my skills are simple and very limited. Tummy aches, headaches, scratches, and wounds are what I'm used to. I have had a quick look through my medical books, and the opinion of most former infirmary keepers is that there is no sure cure for dry ditch fever. I can keep it under a certain amount of control with my own remedies, but alas, I cannot cure it.
Flowers of oyster! But that's only an old mousewife's tale. Flowers of oyster, indeed!
They all turned and stared at Fergal. The woodland hermit shrugged as he did a small hop-skip.
Never needed anything myself. Medicines? Pah! Though when I was young, my grandma used to say that the only thing which would cure dry ditch fever was the flowers of oyster, boiled in fresh spring water. I think she was mad, of course. Quite mad.
Faith Spinney shook her paw severely at Fergal.
Show some respect for your elders. My grandma used to say the same thing. Flowers of Isidore from the mountains of the north. Now I recall her words. She always said that they could cure most anything. But who knows where the mountains of the north are? Mercy me, no right-thinking Redwaller ever goes north. That's Badlands. 'Tis a hard and hostile region we know little about.
Mousewife's tale or no, we've got to give it a try.
Bremen stood up officiously.
I'll go this very day. See if I don't.
Thrug had been standing nearby, waiting to speak with Hollyberry. He pressed Bremen back down into his chair.
No, matey. You're too old and long in the tooth to be climbing northern mountains. I'll go. Oh, Hollyberry, you're wanted up in the infirmary. Two more creatures just been took poorly.
Mrs. Faith Spinney was very fond of Thrug. She patted his paw.
Oh, you are a brave creature, Thrug. We must send some beast with you to help you on your quest.
Thrug shuffled awkwardly.
Bless your marm, but I'll be fine steering alone, course. Every spare pair of paws will be needed here at Redwall to cope with the fever. Besides, I'm mortal feared of being sick, so we'd best find this flower quick-like. What's it called again, Fergal?
Oyster, you great ignoramus. Flowers of oyster. Though as to where you'll find it, or the North Mountains, is a mystery to me.
Thrug took hold of Fergal in his brawny paws and lifted him easily onto the tabletop.
Hark to me, Woodvole. You ever call me ignoramus again, and you'll be going for a swim in the pond, fully dressed. You're so clever, but not clever enough to see the answer to your own question. Where's the North Mountains? Why, in the north, of course. There's a path right outside this here abbey leading north, and I intends taking it. Flowers of oyster, eh? Don't you fret your spikes, Mrs. Spinney. Old Thrug'll bring back bouquets of them. I ain't never seen no flowers of oyster, but I expect if they're so valuable and rare, I'll know those blossoms as soon as I claps eyes on them. Mountains in the north, flowers is on the mountain. What more does a beast need to know? You leave it to me, mates.
The big otter's logic was so strong and straightforward that he received a hearty round of applause. Every beast was in agreement. Thrug was the otter for the job. In fact, the questing light in Thrug's eye discouraged any faint-hearted disagreement. Being a beast of his word and a creature of action, Thrug set out without delay, taking with him his throwing sling and pebbles and a large haversack of food. Night had long fallen when he was waved off along the north path from the abbey gates by a contingent of his Redwall friends.
Good boy and good luck, Thrug.
Howard, you've taken good care of yourself.
Are we back with the flowers, matey?
Do be careful, Mr. Thrug.
The gates shut behind him as the otter strode out boldly along the dusty brown path to the north.